Great. Thank you, Chairman. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure to be here with you today. Actually, before I start, what I was hoping to do is share with you a story about how really my first professional experience with air cargo. It was back in the summer of 2001, about more than 15 years ago now, where I was doing an internship with UNOPS in Dili, Timor-Leste. And, fascinating time to be there. At that time, the caretaker government was actually the UN. The first ever election in Timor-Leste was just around the corner, and the role of UNOPS was to help establish government institutions in the country through providing support in terms of procurement services to other UN agencies. So I had arrived to Dili, Timor-Leste, expecting to have a desk job for the summer, and then within a few days of being there, the logistics officer quit. So they said, okay, George, figure out what Manuel does and do it. I said, okay. So what that actually meant is what I ended up having to do is do a lot of customs clearance, inspection of goods, and arrange for delivery of those goods to clients within Dili. Now, most of my time was spent at the seaport, but once in a while we'd get a shipment coming in at the airport. Now, Dili Airport's a tiny airport. At the time, there were commercial flights, only 3 days out of the week, with only two destinations being served. One time, a shipment of medical supplies had come in, and it came in on a Thursday. We got notification that it came in by the end of the business day on Friday. The airport was closed Saturday, Sunday, and on Monday, I prioritized that shipment and cleared it through customs at the airport and got it to the public hospital we were setting up there. Now, when we were doing the goods receipts with the medical professionals, we found out that because that container had been left sort of sitting out there for almost 5 days with no temperature controlled, roughly half of the medications in that container had been rendered worthless. So it was an incredibly frustrating experience that, one of the most frustrating professional experiences I've had. And to think that that could have been avoided simply if there had been an advance notification that had come in saying, hey, this container is coming in, or even just an electronic notification on arrival to us saying, this needs to get through customs. Now, I know the example is about perishables and really life-needed supplies, so it's quite intense. But the same applies for a lot of businesses. You know, there's a lot of parallels to how businesses look at this. They don't want to deal with such processes when it comes to sourcing their inputs or to getting their products to market. So for me, that experience really helped better understand the importance of those connections, those links in the transport chain, and the links between the transport chain and the end users. So today what I want to do is just give you a broad overview, a high-level overview of what air transport does for the global economy, but also then delve down in more deeply into the findings of a recent study we did looking at the role air cargo connectivity plays in supporting world trade, and more specifically in helping countries integrate into global value chains. So, just to give you a feel for things, in 1 year, in 2016, we estimate that we'll have served 3.8 billion passengers, connected over 18,000 city pairs, carried 54 million tons of freight, representing $5.5 trillion. Now, in terms of volume terms, that's very small. That's less than 1% of total volumes. But in value terms, that constitutes about 35% of world trade. So air cargo really is a key part of world trade. And efficient borders are increasingly important. If we take sort of a long-term view over the 20 years, trade has grown considerably over this period, and trade through global value chains has grown even faster. One estimate of that shows the increasing share of the trade through global value chains has gone from 36% in 1996 to 49% in 2011. Now, you know, another estimate, and there's different ways of estimating this, actually shows that, you know, more recent figures show that when we look at trade by stage of processing, trade in intermediates has actually fallen somewhat in recent years, and more so than some other activities of trade. But nevertheless, trade in intermediates constitutes the largest trade area still, and you know, the slight dip or stagnation in that form of trade really doesn't negate the fact and the importance of having efficient and reliable borders. And, you know, whether it's iPhones or cars, fashion, computer parts, having efficient borders is really a critical component to being able to succeed in the global economy today. Now, in the past, what we've done is we've gone ahead and asked businesses, you know, how important is air connectivity for you in terms of making decisions about foreign direct investment, where you want to locate, where, how you, you know, how that, how does it create opportunities for you in terms of opening up markets and so on. And that's revealed quite interesting elements. But this time around, we said, okay, well, can we actually try and develop some quantitative measures around the role air cargo connectivity and efficient borders plays in enabling trade? So that was really the motivation for a study that we commissioned developing trade consultants to do, really is to provide us with some quantitative measures on the relationship between trade and air transport. Now, you know, one of the key findings from the study is that countries that have good air connections and have smart borders engage in more trade, but also are more integrated in global value chains. Okay, that, I mean, we knew that, that was intuitive from the get-go, but now what we have is some quantitative relationships between air transport and trade and global value chain integration that have helped us understand those dynamics better. Now, in this presentation, I'm not going to try to go through all the relationships we looked at as part of this study. I would really encourage you to take a look at this study, you know, in detail. It's available on our website or through our app. You know, so there are quite detailed analysis that we did at a sector level to explore those relationships, at a country level, but also we took deep dives in six countries and looked at specific sectors within those countries, looking at Costa Rica, Ethiopia, Ireland, Jordan, Turkey, and Vietnam. So really, I would encourage you to look at that study in detail. But what I do want to do in the scope of this presentation is highlight some of the key relationships that we did look at so that you get a feel for the type of analysis that was done. So one relationship that we looked at is the relationship between air connectivity and trade. Now, we did that by looking at using the World Bank's Air Connectivity Index and really mapped it, overlaid it over different trade data, value of trade data as well as value-added trade data. And we did that to really try to understand two relationships. One relationship was between connectivity and the value of trade. And what we found was that a 1% increase in air connectivity is associated with a 6.3% increase in the value of trade. Now, off the bat, let me say that, you know, we haven't tried to establish causality within this study, but rather look at some of the relationships that exist to try to get a better feel for the dynamics that exist between air cargo, border performance, and trade. So, again, you know, a key finding there is that a 1% increase in air connectivity is associated with a 6.3% increase in the value of trade. The other relationship that we tried to understand and look at the associations in was how the relationship between air connectivity and integration into global value chains. Now, what do I mean when I say integration into global value chains? Really, I'm talking about two things. One is the extent to which a country sources inputs from other countries to produce exports. So these are called backward linkages. The other aspect to integration into global value chains is the extent to which a country's exports are used by another country as inputs for then more exports. So those are called forward linkages. So basically we looked at backward linkages and forward linkages as measures of integration into global value chains. And again, what we found is that there was a very strong relationship between air connectivity and integration into global value chains. And, you know, I really encourage you to look at some of the more detail in the study, which is available online. The other aspect to this, key aspect that we looked at in this study, is trying to measure how important customs quality and smart borders are. Now, so we wanted to go really beyond looking at just air connectivity and really try to understand the importance of having good customs processes and efficient borders. So through the help of expert input, we developed two measures. The first measure is an 8 trade facilitation index. It combines measures of actual performance on trade facilitation as well as the existence of supporting legislation. So that's one measure, and the other measure is the e-freight friendliness index, and that looks at the penetration of electronic transactions in air cargo shipments and in the logistics chain, but also looks at whether customs has enabled electronic processing. Now, you know, so those are the two measures we developed to try to assess the customs quality and smart borders. Now, we also, again, we looked at the same parameters. We looked at these measures from the same parameters. So first, we looked at the association between performance on these metrics and the value of trade. And again, we found strong relationships between performance on these metrics and values of trade. So just to give you an example, a 1 percentage point increase in the e-freight friendliness index was associated with a 2.5 increase in the value of trade. So the other relationship we looked at are the associations of between performance on these metrics, on these indices, and with integration into global value chains. And again, we found very strong relationships there. Now, what the study also did was it made some recommendations at the policy level and some practical suggestions for implementation. You know, the way we see these are really as a mosaic of policy and implementation measures that would need to come together to strengthen a country's trade competitiveness. So in terms of policy measures, the three policy measures that we identified was the implementation of the Montreal Convention of 1999 and the revised Kyoto Convention, but also the relevant provisions of the Bali TFA that are specific to air cargo and advanced processing of goods. That's on the policy front, on the legislative front. Now, in terms of implementation, I won't go through all of these, maybe just highlight two of them. You know, the critical role, enabling electronic processing by customs authorities as one measure, and another one is having coordinated procedures on the border to avoid duplication of processes. So, you know, really, this study is not meant to be an endpoint. It was meant to really try to be as an input to the policy discussions and dialogue. You know, we're working with industry partners to further develop new measures and new ways of looking at performance in the transportation supply chain. We're working with our freight forwarders, ground handlers, and IT providers, and we have a strategic initiative called the Cargo IQ Initiative. Actually, Laura Rodriguez, Laura, if you don't mind putting your... Laura Rodriguez is our key representative for that initiative, and if you'd like to know more, I would encourage you to talk to her either during the discussions or on the sidelines. So we're really trying to look at identifying, you know, what are the biggest opportunities for improving the, making improvements in the supply chain that will have the most developmental impact. And then finally, really, to assist states, what we have also done is we've developed tools to help states assess the performance of their airports in terms of trade facilitation and the efficiency with which they are processing imports, exports, and onward transit of goods. And that's through the border management team and Tarcisio Hardiman. Tarcisio, if you don't mind putting your hand up. Tarcisio is one of our key members on that team. So if you have more questions about that initiative and how that assessment tool can be used to identify opportunities for making improvements in trade facilitation from an air perspective, please talk to him. I guess last, let me close off by making a small plug for our IATA Economics app, which is available free to download. It contains the report I've been talking about, as well as some of our other policy reports, our market assessments, our industry work. So I would encourage you to download it. But, you know, that information is also available on our website. So thank you so much for giving me the time, and look forward to a discussion and engagement throughout the day.